With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Region of Queens Mayor says the way for local businesses to enjoy greater prosperity is through cooperation. Darlene Norman made the comments at a Meet the Mayor breakfast held by the South Queens Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday.
Working together as a chamber, as a way to promote all of you, is that co-opetition word that my co-worker Donna Hatt always used. Co-opetition. You might be competitors, but you also need to cooperate and work together.
As an example, Norman pointed to efforts being made by the North Queens Chamber of Commerce to partner with Parks Canada in order to create a gateway to Kejimkujik campaign. The effort will attract visitors to the national park to spend time in North Queens as well. She says council has spent the first 3 months in office learning about the needs of Queens County residents. Norman says the 53 communities and the 1,000 or so square kilometers that make up the region of Queens are a diverse group. While some are affluent, she says others struggle as part of the 30% poverty rate, so there's no quick fix to address everyone's needs. Norman said she has heard the arguments from some that tax increases should be linked to economic development, and that by improving economic development, the commercial base can grow.
Well, we often also have to keep in mind that we have a lot of non-for-profits, which are the backbone of our communities, provide recreational opportunities and training and outreach.
Some in the crowd insisted the municipality should be providing incentives to attract business to Queens and help them thrive. For legal reasons, Norman was quick to shut down that suggestion.
We cannot do as a municipality. We cannot give tax breaks. We cannot sell land cheap. We are bound by the Municipal Government Act in the province. We are an uncharted level of government.
But they can provide marketing, according to the mayor. And she encouraged attendees to use the Queens Coast branding established by the last council to attract visitors to Queens. Norman says the municipality bought and paid for the branding, so all of Queens could make use of it. The breakfast attendees were keen to see action, and some suggested creating a business directory to make it easier for visitors and residents alike to discover what services Queens has to offer. The breakfast ended on a cooperative note, as Norman agreed to take a plan back to council to look into establishing a group whose goal would be to assist in the development of an economic plan and directory for the region. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.